This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, Stephen Moore asked an important question. What if federal workers never showed up for work and no one ever missed them? He says that may be one of the greatest federal government scandals. Over the last 3 years, many hundreds of thousands of federal employees have been getting a full-time paycheck, but they've not been showing up for work. Now, just because they aren't at their desk doesn't mean they aren't working. No doubt some are working just as hard. But considering the staggering fact that at the end of 2022, only about one in three federal bureaucrats were on the job in the office. Since the pandemic and lockdowns, more employees in the private sector have been working remotely, but more and more of them are in the office. But that's not what is happening in the federal bureaucracy. Most of them are at home, even though many of these federal jobs cannot and should not be done remotely. Stephen Moore reminds us that the COVID scare ended 2.5 years ago, and most private businesses have demanded their employees show up for work at least some of the time, or at least find a new employer. That threat doesn't exist for the 1.9 million federal employees who often make more than $100,000 a year in salaries and benefits. He also wonders if this absence from the federal workplace has a silver lining. You may have noticed, as he has noticed, that there isn't much difference whether these workers are on the job or not. We are nearing the possibility of a government shutdown over the debt ceiling vote. But it's possible that we really wouldn't notice much of a difference if the government shuts down for a time, since most of these federal workers aren't on the job anyway. So to answer that first question, we didn't know these federal workers weren't on the job because we never really missed them, and perhaps we don't really need them after all. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.